Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
Okay, say yeah, Dave.
Whatever.
Whatever, Dave.
It's the Whatever, Dave Radio Network, wherever fine podcasts are ignored.
Whoa, new music?
Yeah, here we go, trying this again. The second attempt of relaunch of Whatever, Dave, here on thegreatvoice.com. We've gone corporate. Last week we had a technical snafu and we couldn't post the audio, but we're back. And there's a lot of things that we can still do, and there's other things we can't do. I actually got a memo from corporate here. They went through our show with a fine-picked comb and told us what we could and couldn't do. Oh, by the way, whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
Yeah, so I guess this is more for Richard because he's on the, you know, he's the sound master on this.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Is he on the one, he's on the ones and twos, as
he's,
they say?
He's on the ones. As you hear, our music coming in is different because before we went corporate, I was using a ripoff of Right Said Fred that I found on the internet. That's a real song. So one thing that you cannot do on the new corporate whatever, Dave, is hear a song you recognize. So Skate Punk Mid-Tempo Bed Number 3 is what you get coming in.
I like it.
The Dave You Suck drop. Rich, do you think that that's allowed in the new corporate whatever, Dave, or not allowed?
It better be.
It is allowed and encouraged.
Good.
Mostly by me.
Okay.
Thank you, cool. Kendall Hinton.
Cool.
Dave, you suck. Dave, you suck. Dave, you suck.
Good. I'm just making sure it works.
Yeah, one of my favorite. That's good. Yeah, well, you know, there's been a big studio remodel, as
Dave,
you can
you
see
yeah.
By Rich's glitching camera and Dave's heavenly rays. They've given us the scraps
yeah,
here.
I feel very,
celestial.
Angelical.
Yeah, right.
Yes, that the gods are looking down
it's cherubic.
It's a Passover miracle.
It is, yes.
One of my favorite things about the show is when Rich looks at Dave and screams, "You stupid bleep hole."
Oh, yeah.
You can't do that anymore.
It's not going to happen anymore.
Perhaps you can come up with a more FCC acceptable, like you dirty rapscallion.
You dirty rapscallion.
You rotten scoundrel.
You rotten scoundrel. These are all good.
It just doesn't have the same oomph to it, though.
Or maybe just call him a beehole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll decide.
I'm sure Rich will come up with something.
And now, Rich, another one of my favorite things Rich does is when he gets up out of his chair, runs around, and screams into the camera.
Oh, I can't do that anymore?
No, that is allowed.
Okay, okay, cool.
And as I would say, encouraged. So those are the new ground rules for whatever, Dave. The good news is that we're going to be on weekly instead of monthly.
Wow!
So our two subscribers, I'm talking to you, Kevin and Paul, you're going to have to resubscribe because the old whatever Dave's had bad language in them, and we have to be FCC compliant now that we're on a respectable platform.
Wow.
Another thing you can't do at work is just go wherever you feel like it. Just ask fired Zamboni driver Al Sabatka, who we found out why he got fired today. Dave, have you heard the story yet?
I have, yes.
How long has Al Sabatka, the Zamboni driver for the Detroit Red Wings, been the Zamboni driver?
From what I understand, he's been with the organization for like 51 years.
What I used to like is like back in the 90s when they would throw octopus onto the ice, he'd pick it up flail it over his head like a stripper at Chippendales taking off his shirt.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, he's not doing that anymore because
he flailed something else.
Right.
Well, he's got a medical condition, he says.
Well, yeah. So let's tell people what happened first. Al Sabatka was fired after how many years again, Dave?
I think 51.
51 years as the Red Wing Zamboni driver last month. It came out this week why he was fired, because he, this is a challenge to find.
He urinated.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Okay. If scatological, it's difficult.
If we want to be clinical about it, yes, he relieved himself in a floor drain at work instead of going to the bathroom 60 steps away. And like you said, Dave, he said he's got some kind of medical condition.
He has some kind of medical condition where the muscles don't work as well as they used to. And so apparently...
I thought it was a prostate thing.
Maybe.
That sounds about right.
You know,
yeah.
And I forget what they called it, but I don't know if the lawsuit that he is now bringing up against the Little Caesars Red Wings, the Ilitch family,
yeah,
for firing him. I don't know how if that's going to fly, although there was some also some maybe potential age discrimination as part of it also.
Well, so in his TV interview with Channel 4 the other day, he said that the person who narked on him is now the number one Zamboni driver.
Oh,
which
no.
I did not know the profession of professional Zamboni driving was so competitive and cutthroat.
Yeah.
But it sounds like this guy who told on Al snitched his way to the top.
I mean, it's crazy because I think he started when it was still Olympia, and then he went to the Joe, yeah, and now he's at LCA. And it's kind of sad actually that after so long, this is the way it's going to end.
I mean, I'm torn on this because, you know, when you got to go, you got to go. All right. And if this was like his first offense, maybe they could have said, hey, Al, you know,
how would you word that?
Al, you know,
how would your email go to?
Dear Al,
what would please, the subject
please
be?
Refrain from draining the lizard
uh-oh
outside of designated bathroom spaces. I don't know.
The problem that I think that he has is that there is a remedy that could help him that they sell it.
A diaper. Much,
exactly.
Right. So, he needs a diaper.
So, I mean, you know, with the abundance of different diapers on the market.
Yeah.
That
some are quite stylish.
That are either stylish or that you can't tell that you're wearing them or that work better than others.
You could get one with the Red Wings logo this, on
this,
it.
This could
cool.
this could hamper his lawsuit potentially.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, you know, when you got to go, you got to go. But I mean, the bathroom, according to Olympia, was 60 to 70 steps away from where he was. So I don't know, Dave, you're pushing 60. Does this like happen when you get your age? Can you really not wait that long to get to
I still thankfully have a ways to go before I reach 60. I haven't even reached 50 yet.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
But so far everything is still working as it should.
Thank
Dave,
God.
You suck.
That's good.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I mean,
I appreciate your concern, though, yeah, for my well-being.
Yeah. And for your prostate.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know. I mean,
please get your prostate checked. PSA level. Yes.
I mean, if this really is a medical condition, then yes, he's got a gripe. But you know, if this is like one in a long string of incidents where they tried to warn him and he still is doing what he's doing, then, you know, he might not
part
have
of
a
me wonders if part of me wonders if this is just this was just a reason, like they were looking for something.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Well, I think I think this hotshot Zamboni driver,
yeah,
wanted to be number one and saw, yep, and saw an opportunity, because I got to tell you, you know, if I'm walking in the garage and I see a coworker going to the bathroom stand up wise in a drain that just goes out to the sewer anyway, I'm keeping it moving and not telling anybody.
Unless you have a reason to want to advance your career.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, but I mean, that's not the way I want to do it. But so that's what I'm saying. You know, maybe this new Zamboni driver is kind of a snake, because I think most people, especially if you understand that he's older and he's having issues, most people would probably just keep it moving. So I want to hear from this whistleblower who's now the head Zamboni driver, according to opportunist. Right, according to Elsa Podka.
I think this will be a story too that'll be interesting to follow.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll have an update next week on next week's whatever, Dave, since we're now a weekly show. All right, Dave, let's dive into your stack of stuff.
Well, I'm sure that both of you are familiar with the streaming platforms that offer you great movies, television shows to watch.
Yes, I've heard of these.
And right now, one of them is having a little bit of problem. That would be Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they've lost 200,000 subscribers, and they expect to lose 2 million more.
Wow.
That's quite alarming.
And from what I understand, you know, they might start charging you a lower price, but then you'd have to watch commercials, kind of like Hulu does.
Right.
And I'm wondering, is this the case of just too many different choices for people, or
100
or too many sharing of passwords.
Well, and that's another thing they're cracking down on is sharing of passwords. I don't know. I mean, doesn't Netflix allow you to have multiple people on one account? Isn't that
they do?
Isn't that like encouraging sharing passwords?
You know, I don't know if they encourage it. You know, I think they're coming out of what was a pretty profitable pandemic where people were at home and had nothing more to do but then to binge television shows. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to have to, you know, they came out with that one show that was pretty popular about the it was from like
Squid Games.
I think
Bridgerton,
House of Cards.
Yeah,
that saved a lot for Netflix. I think House of Cards is a little
Love old. Is Blind, starring Vanessa and Nick Lachey.
Yes, but in fact, you know, it's interesting. One of the shows, Too Hot to Handle. One of the guys who was on that is now on the Michigan Panthers USFL team.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So there you go.
Now we need to tune into that.
There you go.
I don't know. Rich, I personally think it is too many options. You know, Guy Gordon, the news nerd host that I work with, said it has something to do with Russia pulling out of or Netflix pulling out of Russia as well. Once upon a time, there was only Hulu and Netflix, and you know, if you had that, you're pretty good when it came to cutting the cord. But you know, now there's Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, Apple TV, Peacock, all these,
HBO Max,
and they all have quality shows that people like. So I think that plays into it as well.
You know, so what they're going to do is that they're popular plan.
I was asking Richard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think also that's combined with the fact that they keep raising their price, and I think there's a lot of people the past year, maybe a little longer, who have been dealing with having to make some really hard decisions as to how they keep putting food on the table.
Right.
And Netflix probably is low on the list of priorities now, especially since there are other ways to entertain oneself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know a lot of people who will tell me, hey, I turned on Netflix last night and there was nothing in there that appealed to me. I kept flipping through stuff, and there is a lot of junk on Netflix.
I mean, it's kind of weird. Like, on Hulu, I don't really mind the commercials because it lets me know, like, when I can get up and go to the bathroom. Where when I'm watching Netflix, I have to, like, make that decision for myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I watch The Office on basic cable and not on, well, Peacock now. I don't want to have to pick which episode to watch. I want that decision made for me.
Sure. I get that.
Yeah.
I can understand that. But Rich is right. They're going to be raising their prices. And it's going to go from, like, their HD plan is going to go from $13.99 to $15.49. They're going to go for the – and then the Ultra HD is going to go from $17.99 to $19.99.
Yeah, see, so remember back when it was just, like, $8.99. It was less than $10 to have Netflix.
Right.
And oh, wow, this is cool. Right. I can use it whenever I want.
That was their standard plan.
Well, that was probably when they were just an aggregate. You know, they've gotten into the original content business like everyone else, and that's probably making their expenses much higher than they used to be.
They got
to
pay the actors, of course. I mean,
they got to pay all of Bridgerton.
You know,
maybe just pare down that cast and save some money.
And Rich is right. The standard plan, which started at $8.99, is now $9.99.
Maybe use some matte paintings instead of extras. Save a little money.
But who, like, gets just the standard? I mean, they make it. I mean, everybody has an HD TV.
Right.
Everybody has a nice. I mean, now 4K is becoming more and more popular. You can't even buy a regular 1080p TV.
I mean,
so
it's all a racket.
Isn't it like just like you feel like you can't stand watching standard definition television
right,
anymore?
I feel like the Amish.
I feel like I'm like just like, because I know that I have a satellite, and sometimes if the weather gets bad, it'll tell you, it'll say, the only way you can watch this channel is in standard def.
Dave,
and it's
you
like,
suck.
You feel like you're just like a loser.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's horrible. Yeah.
Dave, you suck.
All right, Dave, next topic.
All right, this takes place in Michigan. This next story comes from Michigan.
Oh, I know where that is.
A cat who became famous on social media.
Garfield!
For her unusual large eyes and feet is set to become...
You're thinking Nermal.
The first non-human to serve a day as mayor of Hell, Michigan.
Wow.
Did you guys know that...
Yes, I did.
Hell, Michigan offers you a chance to become mayor for a day for $100?
It's only $100?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the cat... I'll just cancel my Netflix for three months. house and become mayor of hell for a day.
The cat, her name is Jinx, the cat. Mm-hmm. She's going to be the town's first animal mayor. She lives in California. Now, are you ready for this, Mike? This ought to make you very excited or sad at the same time.
Lay it on me.
Jinx, her owner, Mia, has 735,000 followers on TikTok and 400,000 followers on Instagram because her cat has big eyes and big feet.
Why would that make me sad?
Well, because I know that you are
a man who
is always trying to grow his socials.
Right. Well, so, you know, but other people's success doesn't make me sad.
Right.
Doesn't make me sad.
Okay. All right. I just, you know.
Hell, Michigan is quite a disappointing place when you get there. Richard, I don't know if you and I have never been out there together. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
I have been there.
I feel been to hell and back.
Yeah. I feel like as someone who's devoutly Catholic, Richard, you might not want to go to such a place.
Oh, I don't care. I'd go there.
Dave, it's been a while since I've been to hell, Michigan. But if I remember, it's like literally three buildings. There's like a party store. That they dress up to look like a general store. There's a bar, and then there's an ice cream shop with a miniature golf course in the back, and that's it.
Well, there's a big thing happening, I think, at the end of May
April 30th.
April 30th.
It's like some Mountain Dew Fest,
but do
you by DJ Pauly D from
Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
So, wow. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't get much bigger than that.
I got to wash my hair that night. I can't make it.
Anyway, so Jinx will be sworn in as mayor virtually on April 24th.
Cool.
She will serve as mayor for the day, ending with a call from Reverend Vaughn, the town's minister of hell.
Wow.
Informing her of her impeachment.
Oh, no.
So she's president for the day.
Wow.
Or mayor for the day. And then at the end of the day, she gets impeached.
Lesson about as long as CNN Plus.
Whoa.
So it says here that Reverend Vaughn says they love their in-person and distant mayors. The Mayor of the Day package is the perfect gift for those who are hard to buy for. They get one hell of a fun day, and at the end of it, they will receive the dreaded phone call to be impeached.
Yeah, so what is this? Like for 24 hours, is it during normal business hours of the ice cream shop?
I don't know.
It's 5 minutes to closing.
I think that
you're impeached and we got to lock up and get home.
I think we need to start a Whatever Dave GoFundMe, and I think that we need to get the $100 together and make Mike or Rich or make both of you guys co-mayors for the day.
Uh-oh.
And then we need to record the phone call or the in-person impeachment.
David Prescott Rieger, are you setting up a radio stunt?
I think that would be awesome.
I am so impressed. Yes.
Yes.
Let's do this.
That would be so cool.
We need to
pool our money together, become a mayor for the day, and then record the whole thing.
It'd be great fun.
Yeah. Or we just need one wealthy beneficiary, an angel investor, or maybe a devil investor.
Ah. Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll get that set up between now and next week, Dave. I like this. I like the way you're thinking.
I think that would
why
be very cool.
You are a producer by trade.
Thank you. Yes.
This is my second next topic, and neither one of them have been angry yet, Dave. You're doing great.
Awesome.
Dave is doing corporate Dave rules.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm following the rules and regulations of our originator of the show, Mike Parsons.
Yes.
Aww.
Yes. This next topic from Boston will touch Mike's heart. Maybe.
Dave, don't tell me how to feel about a story.
This story is so funny.
Oh no.
Company settles dog leasing allegations for more than $900,000.
Richard, will you tell him? I'm sorry. What'd you say, Dave?
There's a company, a California-based finance company, that has agreed to pay more than $900,000 to settle allegations that it was illegally leasing dogs in Massachusetts.
Leasing dogs?
Yes.
What does leasing a dog entail?
Think about it like a car.
Yeah.
So you get a dog from the company, and you pay a monthly fee to own this dog. But if you forget to pay or get too far behind, they take the dog away.
That's terrible.
Now,
that's terrible for the owner. That's terrible for the dog.
I know. Can you imagine?
Now, Dave, what about this story made you think it would touch my heart?
Because these guys got caught.
Oh, good.
And that's why I thought you'd be happy about this.
Sometimes I think you don't understand dog leasing at all.
Dave,
because
you suck.
It is illegal in Massachusetts to dog lease.
Good.
But only in Massachusetts. It's not illegal everywhere.
Really?
It says here, leasing dogs is illegal in Massachusetts. and can often be an expensive way to own a pet.
How much is it?
Because of high finance charges, according to the Attorney General.
This is a real thing.
It is.
This is terrible for the dog. This dog gets comfortable at a home and person. How much is it monthly to get a dog?
Doesn't say, but they've had to pay over almost $1 million back, and they have. The company will also provide $175,000 in restitution to consumers and pay $50,000 to the state. Now, it says here that is about 211 dog leases, about $3,300 per lease.
Oh, wow.
And transfer.
You can buy a dog for less than that. Go to a freaking shelter. I mean,
I know.
We got my dog from a breeder, okay. But that's right. Because I need a very specific hypoallergenic
you
dog.
You have special allergy needs.
If you can adopt a dog, go to the shelter. You will not have to lease it. Anyway, hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Next topic!
All right, next topic, a very interesting topic that I found
we'll be the judge of that.
On this website called Family Tree.
And, that sounds fake.
I didn't know this was the thing, but parents are now choosing the last names for their children.
Well, they've always done that.
Usually it's like the father's last name,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So now what they're doing is they're changing the surname. So they're like they're doing either a hyphenation or they're taking the mother's mother's last name and somehow incorporating it into the and I'm thinking to myself, well, that's kind of weird. Is that going to be a new thing? Are we getting away from the traditional taking of the father's last name for what do you guys think about that?
So is this like they're just picking any last name, or are they choosing to go with the mother's last name over the father's last name?
It says here that it reported 96% of heterosexual married couples in the United States still give their child the father's name, and in the UK, around 90% of straight women still take their husband's name when they marry, many of them who pass it on to their child. But there's a whole group of people that are just either picking a different name, or they can't decide on the child. Like they have two names for the child, so they decide, okay, well we'll pick on one name for the first name and then the other name for the last name, so they can incorporate both names into the for the child. Do you find this weird? Do you find this
whatever?
Wrong?
It's 2022, baby.
Okay,
we can do what we want. I don't know. I mean, just as long as the name stays the same. Like, don't come at me and say I'm Tim Johnson one day, and then the next day say you're Twyla Stevenson, and then confuse me.
I know people like that.
Really?
Who do that with their name.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you give us a vague example as to not implicate somebody? What has happened? Like, why do they change their name, and how have they entrapped you with this?
Well, at first I thought, well, that's kind of cool. They're constantly reinventing themselves.
Sure.
And you know, I like to strive to do that.
Right.
By myself, but it becomes very difficult when you're writing something on a gift for them,
right.
Or you don't know what to call them.
Right.
And it's very annoying. There's a couple of people I went to college with.
Really? Wow. And it's not because they got married. They just decided that they don't want their last name to be what it is anymore.
And you see it on Facebook. Yeah. They change their... That's what really gets me, because I'll be going through Facebook and I'll be like, who is that person?
Right.
I don't know who this person is. And then they changed their name. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, as long as
major inconvenience.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it stays consistent. But don't be confusing the rich meister when he's trying to give you a gift and act all indignant.
Remember when I went by Kitty Bags for a little while?
I do.
In 2010.
Yeah, I thought that's because of all the weed you sold.
In aught 10, as you would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in aught 10.
You know,
I never sold.
Rich was the El Chapo of marijuana.
Oh, no, I wasn't.
On Oakley University campus.
Oh, no, I never sold anybody.
No, he never has.
And no.
I'm just having some fun.
You're having a good time.
I'm lying.
One of the other things is
I sold a lot of fun
taking...
to a lot of people, and they partied hard on my. What? Go on.
And now Rich is doing this podcast from prison.
They're also taking.
That's why his camera keeps glitching.
They're also taking the two people's last names and combining them to be the child's name.
Oh, that's absurd.
Yeah, that's fine. Look, out of all the things to get upset about in 2022, that's not one I'm going to choose to give my energy to.
Really quick, Dave, what would that kid be named if they went by your parents? maiden name, your mom's name, and your...
that would be Clamage Rieger.
And what would yours, Michael, be?
Let's see. My mom's maiden name is Polifka, and I'm not afraid of anyone stealing my identity because it's impossible to spell. So it'd be Parska or Polissons.
I like Parska.
But
I'm going to start calling you Parska.
But if I had to change my last name, it would be The Rock Johnson. So I would
be
Mike The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So actually, now I'm for it. How do I do this? Do I just go to a website or do I just get everyone in my life to agree that's my new last name?
Actually, what was your mother's maiden name again?
Polifka.
So you'd be Polifka Parsons is what you would be.
Oh, I see. I thought it was like you were melding them together like celebrity couples.
It would be like
you suck. Polifka.
So what would yours be, Richard?
Mine, I would be Luzinski Stieber.
I actually like that. That's kind of cool.
Sure, or Stieber Luzinski.
I like Stieber Luzinski.
Don't laugh at Richard's mother's maiden name, Dave. She's a Stieber wonderful Luzinski. Woman.
She is.
Next topic.
Love her.
Are you guys familiar with Barbie dolls?
Yeah, I've heard of those.
Intimately familiar.
I've heard some scuttlebutt about these Barbie dolls, Dave.
Are you also familiar with America's fascination with the Royals?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, either do I.
It's almost like your fascination with Legos.
Love Legos.
Yeah. No, I
purposely kept Legos out of whatever Dave for a couple weeks. But they'll make a return.
And then you're fired.
You're fired.
Yeah. No, I do not understand America's fascination with the Royals. They do nothing. They live high off the public hog, and I'm not one of these not with my tax dollars type of people, but if I lived in England and my tax dollars went to these people living in the lap of luxury who do nothing other than like glorified Chamber of Commerce work, like they go and they'll like cut a ribbon on something or they'll do some charity event, which that's great. God bless. But there's a lot of people who do charity events and they're not living in the lap of luxury off the public dole. So, yes, I am familiar with this,
Dave. Well, to celebrate Queen Elizabeth II's 96th birthday, Barbie has come out with the Queen Elizabeth II Barbie doll.
Cool. Wow. I hope nobody buys it.
Well, it's going for a very affordable price at fine retailers such as Amazon and Target.
Wow.
For $75.
Holy smoke.
Is that...
For this collectible.
Is that, what's the growing rate for a Barbie doll?
It's not $75.
Maybe with inflation, they're $75? Well, now I gotta look up Barbies on Amazon.
Not only are they going to make one for Queen Elizabeth II, but also for the Platinum Jubilee.
I was going to say, are they going to tie in the Jubilee? And what accessories does the Barbie come with?
It's got a crown.
Oh.
And it's got, I'm sure, like...
Jewel-encrusted.
You know, I'm sure.
Okay.
Does she still have that pink Corvette that's drawn by horse and carriage?
I'm sure it's going to be some sort of British car that they drive on the wrong side.
Your normal peasant Barbie goes for about $7.79 at Target. So
this is quite the...
Please nobody buy this.
Rate.
Please nobody buy this.
But the Barbie, you know, and they feel that Queen Elizabeth is a woman for, you know, women's rights and the power of women, and they've started this whole collection. Last year, the collection started when they did then Barbie paid tribute to Lucille Ball for the I Love Lucy Barbie, and now we move on to the Queen Elizabeth II Barbie and the Platinum Jubilee. I wonder what will Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's going to be
I mean, at least
next?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, like, worked for where she was.
You know?
Queen Elizabeth literally just won the birth lottery. That's it.
I like hearing Dave say Platinum Jubilee.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, they also, it says here, the royal family shared birthday wishes for the queen on social media, posting a rare photograph of the monarch at 2 years old on Twitter. And members of the royal family included Prince William, Duchess Kate, Prince Charles, and Duchess Camilla also posted their well wishes to the queen online. Mm. I'm wondering if there's going to be like a whole collection of like royal Barbie and Kens.
You know who the royals
with
would
terrible
be?
Terrible teeth.
Right. No, they're the only ones in England with good teeth.
Who can have good teeth.
Right, because they're the only ones that can afford it.
You
know who the royals would be if they were American? The Kardashians. And everybody would hate them for being rich. I mean, at least, like, At least Kim Kardashian's mom made a business decision when she decided to, you know, take ownership of that tape that she made, and she actually, like, built an empire. The royal family has literally done nothing.
Do you know that she's the first British monarch to serve 70 years on the throne?
Right. And her
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And to answer your question, Rich, the collectible doll...
I did not know this because I don't care.
The collectible doll, Rich, has one of the queen's most iconic looks.
Oh.
Ivory gown, blue ribbon with decorated stunning tiara.
Say all that. Stunning tiara.
Yeah,
say that again.
A stunning tiara.
Wow.
I mean, this is a collector's item. Maybe one of your nieces would like this for Christmas, Rich.
No, I don't think. Well, you know, a rich meister can't afford a $75 Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
Well, you know, for only $25 more, you can be mayor of hell for the day. That's a much better use of $75.
And you'll be happy to know that the queen celebrated her 96th birthday with a photo op with her two majestic ponies.
No, I don't feel one way or another about that, Dave.
Say majestic ponies again, Dave.
Stunning majestic ponies, Rich.
You know, it's funny. It's so funny how the royals are covered over there. Like, remember when the redhead who left, William.
Yeah,
the other one. What's his name?
The one who married. He married.
Harry?
Yeah, Harry. Yeah. He married Meghan Markle.
Yeah. So like, you know, when Harry was like 19 or 20, he was like out at the clubs, getting fall down drunk, and like the British media are like, what is his name again? Harry?
Harry, yes.
Harry gets cheeky on holiday with starlets. If that was like here in the United States, like, Harry's drug-fueled bender.
Right.
Friends are worried about him.
Maybe I could get one of those Barbies off of Wish.
Yeah, maybe.
It'll look like it won't look like the Queen, though.
Are you looking for a fake Barbie?
Jubilee.
It would
queen.
Be the Princess of Denmark, but you know, it's still royalty. All right.
So are we putting our money together to become mayor of hell, or are we putting our money together to get a Queen Barbie?
You seem really fixated on this Queen Barbie, Dave. I think you want
Dave,
it.
Have you listened
which is
to
okay?
Have you listened to anything I've said in the last 5 minutes? I absolutely abhor the royal family. And if you spend our mayor of hell money on a Diamond Jubilee special edition Skipper and Malibu, Meghan Markle, whatever the heck you're talking about, we're no longer friends.
There's going to be hell to pay.
There'll be at least $75 to pay.
I really want to see Dave holding that doll. Oh, it's got the crown. Oh, look at this! It really does have the majestic
tiara.
Pony.
He has the little brush. 99, 100.
I want Dave to have this Barbie.
Rich is coming. No, we gotta do it the other way.
I like that you're fascinated.
Yeah, I'll get Dave. I will, Dave.
With
I'll
your
get
reaction.
You. I will get you a Barbie and make a crown for. Okay, if you really want this Barbie
this.
So bad.
I really was just thinking that Rich might wanted to get it for his nieces.
That's
that
sweet.
All.
That's right. Nice of you to think about.
And
it. Your niece could want one.
And mercifully, we are out of time. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Make sure you resubscribe to whatever, Dave, and we will be back next week with that Kickstarter. I'm just going to go back to that point of time where I was impressed with Dave before it all went to hell talking about the majestic Jubilee Barbie.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
I love it.